me like this. I feel like I'm being held hostage by my teenage self. This was before he got out. He never liked the holidays either. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas is the long, grossly over-commercialized run-up that sounds like one reminder after another of all that I won't have again, melded with how vitally important it is to have those things I won't have. It's a kind of psychic pummeling that leaves a bigger bruise every year. Like I describe in greater detail in my new ebook, Christmas in Prison, I've watched the holidays devolve from a respite to a brutal reminder of how our humanity has been denied with prejudice. At the beginning of my term, the prisons made something of an effort at allowing the spirit of Christmas inside the walls. The food got better, there were decorations, there was a moment of relaxing the barriers. All that's gone now, and its loss is mostly felt by guys like myself, who remember when it wasn't. The younger guys don't remember when the holidays meant something in here, too. All they know is they don't mean much now. I remember full visiting rooms, extra yard time with special events, and laughter. I remember when we prisoners dressed up in our best clothes to go to the chow hall and eat good filling meals prepared with red and green frosted cake and little candy canes on the side of the tray. All the years of conning the public into believing their sons and daughters, their neighbors, were somehow not humans after they went to prison, allowed the excesses we see every day on television to occur. Cops gunning down unarmed civilians, prisoners beaten and abused, the unmitigated exercise of unrestrained authority. It's all part of a wide continuum. Denying anyone's humanity decreases everyone's humanity. By the time the big ball drops on the present year and heralds in the new, I'm worn out. What resolution can a prisoner serving life without the possibility of parole make except for, I'll be out by the next holiday season? But how many times can you say that before the very thought of it gets caught up in your throat? Don't forget your friends and loved ones inside prison this holiday season. It's harder in here than they can let on. This is Kenneth B. Hartman, Executive Director of the Other Death Penalty Project, from inside California's prison system.
Well, it's prison radio. Prisonradio.org. The Hardest Time from Kenneth Hartman. And if you have the chance to support those in prison, do so. I'm going to take it to a song.
This is Mumia Abu-Jamal, and you're listening to Waves Through Walls, Prison Radio on CKMS in Waterloo.
And that song's going to be Rebel Spell for the Sun. It was supposed to drop in nice and smoothly, and everyone would be like, wow, yeah, that's a great song. Here it is.
You might not.
Rebel Spell with Fight for the Sun. Still Not Sorry on the plea deal in the Lock Street case. Not going to read it all. Just a little bit. On November 29th, 2018, those facing charges in relation to the so-called Lock Street riot accepted a non-cooperating plea deal. The deal does not mention or otherwise implicate anyone outside of the group of people pleading guilty and was agreed upon collectively by everyone involved. From the beginning, it was a priority for us to engage with this situation in a manner that went against the tendency for the legal system to individualize and pit people against each other. Our focus was collective and outward-oriented. We took into consideration the well-being of the entire group while negotiating this resolution, as well as the well-being of the struggles of which we are a part. This was never about any one individual, nor was it just about those being criminalized. In terms of the specifics of our plea, one person was sentenced to a year in prison, of which they expect to serve 5 to 6 months and is now in jail. Another will be sentenced to a shorter jail term in the new year, and one person received a 9-month conditional sentence entailing house arrest and curfew. On the ever so slight brighter side of the plea deal, 2 people were sentenced to a conditional discharge and 3 others had their charges withdrawn in exchange for signing a peace bond. This means 5 out of the 8 of us will come out of this without a permanent criminal record. Everyone's sentence also include a period of probation and some amount of community service. For those wondering why we chose to plea instead of going to trial, there are a number of different reasons. The nature of state repression is such that there really are no pure victories or clear-cut wins. When dealing with it, you are put in a position where all of the avenues available to you are bad ones. Each is just as bad for different reasons. Each is just bad for different reasons. Within the context of no good options, it becomes a matter of trying to choose the least worst one. And for us, this was accepting a plea deal. There is no justice to be found in the legal system, just as there is no innate correlation between legality and justice. The courts are rooted in and fundamental to settler colonialism that defines Canada. They prop up a